To tell you the truth, patients are the same everywhere. They have expectations, they have dreams, and they want to live the best.
Hallime und Habermann, der Alles rund ums Blut Podcast.
Hello, Claudia.
Hello.
Hello. Can you introduce yourself? What is your professional and where you're coming from and where do you live now?
My name is Claudia. I came from Lebanon. I live in Lebanon for a lot of time. And recently I moved to France. Initially I am a physician. I am a pediatric hematologist. And in Lebanon I take care of, for more than 30 years, I take care of hemophilia and bleeding disorder. And now in France, I still in the same field, and I take care of hemophilia and bleeding disorder.
And what do you think was your main problem in Lebanon? And what is now your main problem in France? When you compare them or just have a look from different views?
Lebanon, it was a little bit frustrating in a mean that you know how to treat a patient. You have a lot of patients asking for help. Very good communication with your patient, but you don't have product, you don't have the money to treat them in the right way. Certainly, we treat them, but not the way we want to. And we have to imagine other way. You have to treat people with the product you have the best you can. And sometimes it is hard and it could be difficult. And we need the patient and physician together need a certain philosophy to accept. What you have, especially when you know that elsewhere you can do it in another way, in an easiest way, with better results. So it's a question of expectation. Perhaps if a patient do not know about it, it's easier, but you cannot not tell them how could be the treatment. And that's why it's frustrating for everyone. But anyhow, I would say that the most difficult for me was the fact that I cannot do what I really want to do in terms of treatment. And I think that the patient I love and follow for several years deserve better treatment. In France, when I arrived, it's not since long time, so I don't know all the aspect of treating. But to tell you the truth, patients are the same everywhere. They have expectations, they have dreams, and they want to live the best. So patient is not really different. It's the same for me. But you have certainly other tools. You have other way of treating. And sometimes I was a little bit disturbed, I will say, because we look into details, certainly important. I don't think it's not important, but sometimes I don't understand really the usefulness of these details. Certainly, it's more accurate. Certainly, it's more you have less risk, I will say. But for me, sometimes it's too heavy and too expensive, and I need time to be in this world, I will say, coming from where I come. Now that I see what they have done, they are doing in France, and what I learned to do in, if I have to return to Lebanon, perhaps I will use some aspects in a better way, because you are always in a progression and learning way of being. Anyhow, what I could say, to be short, is that people, wherever they are according to the treatment they could have some expectation. And to be happy, it's if you answer to the expectation, yes or no. I am not sure that with more treatment, they are necessarily more happy. You know, it's... I don't know if I answered to your question. But
is this the gap everyone is talking about? The
you know, in Lebanon, it was a little bit different also, because for we start from nothing. We improve a lot. Certainly not as in Europe, but we improve a lot. And the four last year, everything go down because of the economic problem the country faced, and this is was more difficult because you bring people to some expectation, and then you say to them, oh no, now you have to return to the old way you used to, and I was really astonished by the capability of people to live with. I will be perhaps totally, I don't find the word in English, but I think it's really hard for patients, but even they continue to go on and to struggle for...
You are one of the important countries in Lebanon who go forward and was the first country because of physiotherapy. You know, physiotherapy is one of your main, nearly to factor concentrate. And what about when you compare them to look for, what about in France about physiotherapy as an additional good therapy like we have to Lebanon?
It's right that when I arrived in France, I thought that physiotherapy was not so important in the management as it was in my country, in Lebanon. Because in Lebanon, you know, we have for a while more factor, but not enough factor. And what we have to do is to the minimum amount we have to get the best treatment. And I believe that physiotherapy is really important to add a plus to the product you can give. And I believe that with preemptive physiotherapy, you can modify some issue. I don't have study with this. I would like to, but I believe that it's really important. Mm. And when I came to France, I go to different center, not one center. The physio was nearly not existent or a second part. I think that it is because of the product they have. It's more difficult to fidelize, I will say, to let people understand the usefulness of physiotherapy. Mm. It's more. I don't know how to tell it. It's it's more challenging to let physiotherapy within the treatment, while in country where you don't have a lot of product. People can understand better the place of
physiotherapy. Mm. When you will have a wish, something, a dream.
I have a lot of dream, not don't let me go in.
What would it be?
What
a
would
dream?
It be?
Yeah. In what field?
Regarding life and regarding about your work in hemophilia, what is one of your, when you say, okay, you have three wishes free, you can wish.
I think that what I want is that the patient will be the more happy with their situation, independently of the treatment, but certainly treatment is important to be happy with their situation.
Okay. To be happy is usually based on expectations.
Yeah.
And the expectations in Lebanon are different.
You know, you have to be realistic.
Yes.
We have to be realistic. We cannot change the world entirely. Mm-hmm. But I think that we have to move through with the person we have in front, with their expectation, and to give them the best we can give according to their expectation.
Yeah. And let's say if money doesn't matter, what would be the best solution for the Lebanon?
If I have a lot of money?
Yes.
For me, I think that for young and adult, but I will start with youngest, they will be certainly on prophylaxis, whatever is the prophylaxis terms and product. And I will certainly try to input physio and evaluation of muscle and stature and since very young age to have best result.
If there was one product of all the products that exist in the world, which one would you choose?
It depends upon the patient. Depends the activities I have. I don't think there is one best product. It's up to every patient, the products I have, the fears I have from needle or not. I don't think there is one product.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There are many.
Many, good. Yes.
Yeah. Products.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Claudia.
Welcome.
Mit freundlicher Unterstützung von Sobi, Swedish Orphan BioVitron. Halime und Habermann, der Alles rund ums Blut Podcast.